Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the announcer for the show. Our producer is Corey Marino, and the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter against Green Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
I finally feel at home now.
Well, we had to get your mentioned your name in there, because I know sometimes you forget we put that
I forget.
Big sign there.
No, you have to ask me. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. I'm Mike Horn. Thank you very much. Okay, we got lots of stuff to talk about this week. Corey, you have outdone yourself. We got baseball season getting underway next week. Is that correct? It's going to be starting?
Yeah, starting the 27th of March 27th. I think it's Thursday.
Yeah, boy.
Well, that's going to be a hot weekend.
It's going to be tough. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hot weekend. And the Dodgers already started the season, and we're excited about that because they took two games from the Chicago Cubs in somehow they ended up in Japan. I don't know.
They only had like eight people in the lineup.
But they planting grass in the. In Chicago or Los Angeles or something, they played in Japan.
Ohtani was on a vacation, and they decided to not cancel it and just move both the games out there.
Part of his contract, when he's on vacation, the whole league has to move.
Yeah,
You know,
I think he takes a couple of weeks off.
That's good. Hey, he had a home run. We'll kind of break the game down for you a little bit in case you weren't up. But if you're on the West Coast, 3 o'clock in the morning, those of you on the East Coast could watch that game live at 6 a.m. over last week here as the game got going. Now, if the season ended today, the magic number would be zero, and the Dodgers would have the best record in baseball, the Cubs would have the worst record in baseball, and they'd play each other in the World Series.
They would. Undefeated.
You know something, Mike? You said a lot of really stupid things.
Thank you, Brent.
This beats everything.
This is great. I'm telling you, and Dave Roberts could have some time off and drink some of that great Red Stitch wine that he makes, along with Rich Aurelia and Mr. Mychek, John Mychek.
He's a little slow, Dave, isn't he?
No, he's great. He's the best manager in baseball.
I didn't say that. He just does everything slowly.
Possibly. He thinks the things through a little bit, you know?
That's the snooze factor, I think.
We'll take a break. Speaking of snooze factors, take five. We'll be right back with the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life. Like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back. And neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony. Some explosions. And a clock ticking, because this offer
$149 or less
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less. Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations open. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
And welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer. Corey, you had a comment about that commercial that played there.
Oh, yeah, the first commercial, it was just very, it was what we call professional broadcasting by the Fred Dreyer. He talked about that Dave Roberts was slow to whatever he does, taking the time, and the commercial immediate. People like talking too slow.
What do you think about that, Fred?
Fred. What's that? I drifted off.
Okay. Welcome back. So let's talk. Oh, you're excited a little bit, aren't you guys, about the baseball season getting underway in about a week? It's weird because spring training was going on, and then the Dodgers and the Cubs went to Japan, played a couple of exhibition games, then played two regular season games, and then they come back and they're playing spring training again until, what, the 26th, did you say it starts or something?
27th is when the season starts. Yeah, the Dodgers will come back and play a freeway series with the Angels, mm-hmm. which I find weird. But we've talked about it before with how baseball plays every day. You can't really go to Japan in the middle of a week and have them play that same week.
Can I butt in here?
Please, it's your show, Fred. For gosh sakes, please.
Well, that's...
All right, thanks. Let's talk some more about this. Go ahead.
Is anybody... we all love Vin Scully. Didn't we? Is that true?
Yeah.
We do. I
but
love
we
Vin.
Also had criticisms of Vinny.
We did, I guess.
You know, he's human. We go along the same road, and I can't get over really how tired I am of Joe Davis right now. Have you heard his World Series call?
Joe Davis is the Dodger announcer, and he was in Japan.
Screaming and yelling as passing
he did scream in the series.
Passing that off as coverage of making a great World Series call. That will never be referred to as a great World Series call like Vin Scully's or anybody else or Joe Buck's or anybody else's. This thing was not good, and they keep playing it. So Joe's a nice guy. I'm not quibbling, but I am saying from one professional to another, that his call of the Dodgers World Series victory was just too much. not enough.
I would think when, you know, if your team is going to win the World Series, and again, in, you know, he was doing the network stuff, so he couldn't really pick teams. But if you're going to be excited about it, you think about what you're going to say. Like I believe Vin Scully said, in the world of the improbable, the impossible has happened,
yeah,
and things like
right,
that.
Yeah.
Remember when the Kirk Gibson had the
minimal.
You had minimal, but you had something of importance. I think you need to make a statement. It's like the mayor of Los Angeles when she left and was in Egypt or something, and the whole city of L.A. burnt down. She had a 17-hour flight back. And you know that someone's going to say, why were you gone for all these days when our whole town burnt down? She didn't think of an answer. She just sat there quietly and looked at her feet, as I recall. You know,
she's a moron, and we know this, and it's proven. It's what's called self-evident. You know, and when you try like heck to empathize with somebody and share with somebody an event that everybody has their eyes on, everybody was watching the Dodgers beat the Yankees, and everybody knew that after the fourth game that they were going to win the World Championship, and suddenly, you know, we're now listening to Joe Davis, and I can't do it here because I would destroy the equipment.
Thank you.
But I can't yell.
You did yell.
This wasn't an announcer. This wasn't any type of mistake. That's just his personality. No, this guy, it was screaming, and it was offensive.
To prove the point, I don't know if you watched it, but if you could see the cameras going on, those guys brought in those defibrillators thinking somebody died. They're ready to go ahead and clear and do it. It is, you have to think about things like that. Now, here's the thing, Fred, a compliment to you. And Corey, you as a producer, you have to think this stuff through. I'd like to start a company where you kind of train people in observation. For example, you, Fred, have mentioned many times during TV timeouts, you were looking at the opposing team and what's going on at the bench to get ideas of what to look for in the next play of the game. You always had those keen eyes of observation. And I think Vin Scully, we were spoiled because he was able to observe what was going on and he had things in his head ready to talk about. And I think we should kind of teach everybody in your lifetime to think about stuff before you just blurt it out.
Well, I think that's always true.
You think that's okay, Fred?
I did that with my ex-wife and it was really paid off.
It's okay. All right, so let's get back to the season opener, if we can, a little bit here. So the Dodgers, first off, they played the best team in baseball. Could be these Tigers over there. What is what's the team that they?
Oh, it was Detroit.
Hanshun or something or whatever.
Hanshun Tigers.
Hanshun Tigers.
Hanshun Tigers. They beat both the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Yeah, they did it behind dominant pitching and.
Yeah.
It could be another future Dodger if they decide to go after another Japanese pitcher.
That kid was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, Hiromi Saiki. He was their ace, and when he played the Dodgers, he struck out 7 batters in 5 innings with only 1 hit and no runs.
Well, wait a minute. I thought they went over there to play just a couple of games.
Yes.
And then suddenly now I ran into like they're playing 5 different teams or something.
Well, yeah, they played 4, the Cubs and the Dodgers played 4 exhibition games against Japanese teams. The Tigers, and the Hanshin, and the Yokohama Giants.
And
the Yokohama Giants, not to be confused with the San Francisco Giants or the New York Giants, who are a football team. But the Giants lost to the Yokohama Giants lost to the Dodgers and they lost to the Cubs. So the Cubs got 1 win. So the worst team is the Giants there, right?
Yeah.
But then the best team tied could be the Dodgers, who won 2 from the Cubs, and the Tigers there also winning 1 from the Dodgers and 1 from the Giants, 2 wins there.
Well, the Dodgers come home and play the Tigers, but it's different Tigers.
Those are Detroit, the Detroit Tigers.
That's close.
They try to confuse
us. It's close
us.
Enough.
But it's still spring training right now. Just so you know, we've already had
half and half
season opener.
Yeah.
But
well,
I get it because you got to fly there. It's a long flight, isn't it, to Japan?
Yeah, I think it's 13, 14, somewhere in there.
Isn't it something like that?
No.
Don't tell the mayor of L.A. She may go on that one next and then watch out. don't want any earthquakes there.
She may show up someplace you'd really like her to show up. Yes.
So, anyway, so the Dodgers in Game 1 beat the Cubs 4-1. Otani was pressing a little bit. I think he wanted to do well in that first game. He was, like, kind of swinging for the fences. He got a home run in the second game, and the Dodgers, they won that one 6-3 over the Cubs. But he was much more, I think, in control. And you mentioned also a guy we should look for this year is Will Smith, that was walking a lot. And Max Muncy was back to looking at the pitches, and he was 3-2 counts in a bunch of the games there. Am I right?
He's gonna lead the league in walks, I think.
I think he could. Back again. He battles it. And you know what? Now that we've seen spring training where they tested out the automatic the pitch count, the balls and strikes, boy, they were calling some strikes last night and the last couple of nights of those games that were just way outside. And the announcer, you would think the Dodger announcer, again, Joe Davis, and would be talking a little bit. And Eric Karros would say, well, that was a really bad call, because they were pretty bad.
The outside pitches were pretty bad called in this end series.
One guy hit a guy that was drinking his beer in the stands, and they called it a strike.
Did you see that they were selling beers for $5 to everybody, and they had these people with little backpacks, and they would just like pour them right at your
seat. Wait a sec. This is in
Japan during the series.
This is Fred. A Japanese special.
Fred, that's $5. You got to pay like
$15. You got to pay $15.
For the
and you got to walk and go get it.
Yeah, and they were serving you, right?
Yeah, they were coming to your and they would. It was like the popcorn vendors, but they had these backpacks full of beer and they would just pour it in through the keg and then they would pass it down.
Good thing Harry Carey isn't still announcing.
He's like, leave the backpack.
One of those guys that come up here, let's take me out of the ball game. I'm Harry Carey, and the Cubs are losing. We'll take a break right now. Good to see Fred Dreyer in his ads. Fred, bring me up a beer. Thank you.
Unimpressed, Fred is.
Hold on a second. There you go. All right, got to watch the video, everybody. Go to YouTube, to the CRNTalk.com channel, and check out Fred's looks. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back here with the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so just a little note here, Farhan Zaidi, the Dodgers front office guy who left and went to the Giants, is back with the Dodgers now, Fred.
Yeah, and we were discussing off camera here that that doesn't bode well for Farhan getting another job. I mean, you know, he's competent and good. He didn't pan out in San Francisco. He was up there for 2-3 years.
Right.
In the meantime, the Dodgers, the team he left, have exploded into the baseball world, baseball field, and so now we're to expect that whoever signs him has already agreed to start spending money like the Dodgers did, and that's not necessarily so.
Well, and there's a lot of people in San Francisco that think he might have sabotaged the Giants, which I don't believe.
But I don't believe that.
The Giants didn't have a good year, and Michael Conforto is with the Dodgers now. He was with the Giants before, but Farhan is back. But they were together, weren't they, Andrew?
Andrew Friedman. And Farhan were in Tampa Bay together, and then they left, and one ended up better.
I gave him the high sign when I saw Andrew Friedman. I mean, he's an architect of putting together some good teams and deferring payments. I just hope it's later on when you guys listen to this show in the archives 20 years from now on the Dodgers. Well, they only have like $100 cash because all of it's in back salary. We'll see.
We'll see.
See what happens over there. Anyway, so congratulations to the Dodgers. Good stuff. And also, there's a story from the World Series, and maybe, Fred, we get a comment from you on this.
Maybe.
This guy, John Birdie, was with the he was with the New York Yankees, and he made after the World Series, Birdie played for the Yankees there the last game, and he made some called out the Dodgers for their disrespectful comments. What did they say that it upset him?
It was a couple. Remember, we talked about it. I mean, a month or so ago, to where all of the Yankees in the organization were upset that some Dodger players after the championship had came on and said that. That they knew that the Yankees were not sound defensively, and that if they just stayed on course, that their problems would arise just through putting the ball in play, and they thought that was disrespectful. And it was kind of ironic because the only reason that the Dodgers got the lead in the first game was in the fifth inning. Guy who complained had an error.
And this game with the
Cubs.
Yeah.
And now
it wasn't Aaron Judge.
It wasn't Aaron Judge.
He didn't
this
drop
time.
Any balls. This time it was
John Birdie
himself, right?
And so he had an error, and so his mouth got a little bit too ahead of him there, and
Fred,
that's what happened.
You ever have a situation like that? Football, you got a lot of trash talk, I would think, sometimes.
Well, you've only got 14 games during the season.
Yeah.
17 now, but I mean, you've got 14 games in the season to, you know, cover your ass and cover your tracks, and sometimes you play a team twice a year, and that seems to work out for a lot of people, who have a bone to pick with an opponent. They played terrible in that fifth inning. The Yankees did,
yeah.
And I'm not holding any bar mitzvahs and any birthdays for the Yankees.
Yeah, and didn't Aaron Judge drop that ball, and that started the whole unraveling of everything?
It was Aaron Judge, and then the Gerrit Cole mishap where he didn't run to first, and Rizzo didn't run to first, and It was all downhill.
Yeah, and isn't Garrett?
He just had Tommy John.
He's out for the season.
Yeah, the whole season already for Tommy John.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have a tough time this year.
Now this catch this stat. You caught this one here. This is Max Muncy with his double in the Dodgers 6-3 win over the Cubs gave him regular season hits in the United States, Canada, Mexico, South Korea, and Japan. He's only the fourth major leaguer with hits in five countries or territories, joining Xander Bogaerts, Paul Goldschmidt, and Edgardo Alfonso. Is it Edgardo Alfonso or Alfonso Elgarto? I forget.
I can't remember.
Anyway, congratulations to Max Muncy. The Dodgers look good. Let's hope they can continue. And how about the new Japanese pitcher there, Sasaki? They say he threw three powerful innings, but he was a little wild. He's got a mean-looking
splitter.
But
he came out hot, and then he cooled right on down.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, if he can't get the splitter, which is a hell of a pitch, if he can't get that over or have any, he walked the bases loaded.
And walked in a run.
So he's got to get that tuned up, but he's fine. He's going to be great.
It reminds me of last year, almost a year ago, when Yamamoto had his first outing, and he let up runs, but... I think it's just the first time the Japanese, and he was playing in front of the Japanese in Japan, and so I think he was just too hyped up.
Well, maybe Sasaki, because I said this last year, isn't the ball smaller in Japan? And maybe Sasaki had that same problem trying to grip this ball that's a little bit smaller. And somebody might have slipped him a golf ball and told me that's the one they use in Major League Baseball. I don't know. But maybe there's a little problem with that.
I mean, it didn't. Yamamoto maybe just take some time, because he was fine after the first outing and had a decent season.
Well, he has real tiny hands, which makes the ball work better.
That's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff over there.
They're like a raccoon hand. But you know.
Oh, you watched that episode of.
When they get the ball, the umpire throws it back to them, and they get it, and they start rubbing it.
Yeah.
They have a raccoon do that.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good. So you can see that. Anyway, and by the way, Saki, is that the guy?
Hiramu.
You're going to want to sign this guy. I'm telling you, you are. So there you have it. All right, that's a lot of stuff that we have there. And a lot of things we have there. Now, there was one other item there, and that is, you know, fans like to play ball and catch balls or whatever. And apparently Max Muncy got a little ticked off because he was going into the stands there in Japan in the Tokyo series for a foul ball. And some idiot grabbed the ball, had his glove with him. And apparently his old friend of yours, Rodney Pete, was there, and he grabbed it really away from Max Muncy, didn't he?
It was like one of those plays where it was in the out of bounds, so he grabbed it, but he like beat Muncy to it, and Muncy was not happy, and then he looked at him and he's like, oh, and then he kind of realized who he was. I didn't know that his son worked for the Dodgers.
His son,
Rodney Pete's son?
Yeah.
JR, is it RJ?
RJ.
RJ. RJ.
He's been in a clubhouse.
Is it RJ or JR?
Same.
Same thing. Okay. So, but you know, he had his wife there as well too. She was maybe Max
she
was
had a
smiling
glove.
At Holly
she
Robinson. Pete.
She had a glove too. I think.
Yeah. So anyway, so and he does. Doesn't he have a radio show as well too? We should have him on here.
Yeah, he has. He's on with
Rodney Pete
with
and
Rogan.
Fred Rogan. And Rogan. Let's maybe Fred talk Rogan. To Rodney about fan etiquette, because you really and he brought his glove. How old is he anyway?
I don't know.
It's like kids should get the ball, shouldn't they?
He's too old to be wearing a glove in the outfit.
Maybe he bought a Japanese souvenir.
What do you think, Fred?
I think
Fred's scowling now.
I think he lost the raccoon that came with that glove.
I don't know. I'm telling you. So that was all. And so it's a good thing you slept, because we just told you everything that happened. You don't have to watch it over the weekend. So, but baseball season.
Are they going to replay this series?
No,
with the?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they replay it during the day. They did. Randomly. They call it the Dodger on the Dodger app or whatever. It's the squeeze play, something like that.
That's Mr. Dreyer's nap time during the day.
It really is, And I don't diminish that one bit. I'm I like my naps, and now that I'm now that I know the secret to pitching over in Japan, which is get yourself a great raccoon with with strong hands.
All right, we got some, and we should go over this because we were talking food before, and there are some new items in the ballpark again this year, and this may be, you want, people like to tour all the different ballparks. Maybe you want to go to the ballparks that have the best food. For example, the Giants and the Pirates have something called a popcorn bat, and you got to watch out because when it starts flying over the ballpark. No, it's a 98 ounce collectible. It's a team branded souvenir. It's like a vessel that has an attached lid and embossed wood grain texture. Is it filled with popcorn?
It's filled with popcorn, and I hear it's refillable. Like you could just order more, and they'll just pour it in there for you.
Can you take it into the park after you've left and bring it back?
I have no idea.
I don't think they'll let you do that.
Well, look, you know, there's other condiments that you can choose from other than the bat with you know what I don't like is you never know how many hands have touched your
bat.
Have you touched your popcorn?
That's it. Now that's the Giants and the Phillies have that. The Phillies and the Pirates now. The Giants and the Pirates had that. The Pirates also, along with the Phillies, have what they call the cotton candy mask. It's a foam mask that showcases the Major League Baseball mascots, available in one size, and it's adjustable for kids and adults.
And you have a couple of those. And that's edible, too. That's I think that's the beauty of it. The kids, when they on their way back to the car after the game, can eat that thing, and they'll be so thrilled when they get home.
Never go to sleep.
Many ballparks, by the way, the Phillies especially, have the S'mores Quesadilla, which is Nutella, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumble, and they serve it in a crispy flour tortilla.
That's very appealing.
Served with a chocolate dipping sauce.
I got to tell you, this baseball season is just going to be so good.
We're leading it up
in every way.
I have to excuse myself. I'm going to use the little room down the hall talking about that. And we'll be right back with more on the world famous Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than one.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget, follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer, and we got a lot of people tuned in here today, Fred. We got to say hello to Rachel. She is tuned in. Pamela Johnson, she sent some photos in, but she says this Sunday, the 23rd, March 23rd, a six-hour Hunter Marathon on the GET Network, G-E-T Network. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
What is it?
It's a six-hour Hunter Marathon on GET TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Were the Hunter episodes like the standard, like, 25-minute?
No, they used to be 10 minutes. No, they were a regular one-hour show.
Oh, they're the hour one?
Yeah, it's an hour. It's a great show. You should watch it.
It was on
Have
TV,
you ever seen
said.
One?
I haven't seen one
It's
yet.
On... Fred.
What's that?
Our producer, Corey, has never seen a Hunter episode.
I've seen him play football.
Who's that?
Corey, next to you there. Never watched
tell
a Hunter.
Tell him to come to my office when we're off the air.
Fred, let's show you some moves that Hunter made.
So what time does it start?
The family's writing this down. 6 hours, it starts Pacific time at 10 a.m. That's 12 noon Central Time and 1 o'clock Eastern. So 10 a.m., 6 big hours of Hunter on GET TV. Thank you, Pamela, for telling us that.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Clayton from Klamath Falls wants to know where he can watch the 2003 Hunter revival. Was there a movie that you made in 2003?
Yeah, 2002, I think.
2002? Maybe that's the
well,
problem.
Well, there's, I think they made like three or four movies.
Yeah.
And adjacent to the regular series.
Yeah. We're going to have some things we'll show on the... on our video channel. We'll post them at the Fred Dreyer Show. That's our website, right, Corey?
Our red site.
This is GET TV, isn't it?
GET, not GUT. GET, G-E-T.
No, I understand.
Speaking of GUT TV, the Phillies have something that they're serving this year in the ballpark, and this one is called Kyle's Cutlets. Now, they got that guy Schwarber on the team. Is that Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah, on the Phillies, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be.
This is Kyle's Cutlets. It's a chicken cutlet sandwich. And listen to this. It's topped with creamy burrata, crispy fried pepperoni, arugula, drizzled with a sweet and spicy hot honey sauce on Lucio's bakery roll. A portion of the proceeds from everyone's the sandwiches that are sold will be donated to Schwarber's Neighborhood Heroes, supporting those who make a difference in the community.
Well, what are we eating?
It is a chicken cutlet sandwich, Kyle's Cutlets.
Oh, well, you know, if you like chicken, that's probably a good deal for you.
I bet chicken cutlets are good, and like I know cutlets are a big Philadelphia thing, yeah. But they really missed the boat. Why wasn't it Schwarber Shawarma?
Yeah, the shawarma. Good, you're giving them an idea for next year, I'll tell you right now. All right, now we also, the Houston Astros, you know, those are the cheaters that bang on the trash cans and everything. They have the trash can chicken waffle sandwich. When you trash can and hit on the side of it, they get one right out for you. It's the chicken waffle sandwich, crispy fried chicken breast, pepper jack cheese, bacon onion jam. Fred, that's one of your favorites.
Boy, it was. You know, I heard that they were going to take a huge drum and put assortment of of rodents in there and put the lid on and let them thrash around.
I'm not done. There's honey chipotle aioli.
That's right.
Two freshly made Belgian-style waffles. It's the chicken waffle sandwich. Kansas City Royals have the Slugger Dog. It's chorizo topped with manchego cheese, tempura batter, Doritos Cool Ranch crust, and an avocado aioli. And finally, this one here, and I think this was your favorite, am I right?
It was.
This one, Corey came up. This from you Red Sox fans from the Red Sox Nation, the Cowboy Up Burger. It's Wolverine ground beef, a patty.
That's what I'm looking for. That's
100%.
That's very good.
Grass-fed Wolverine ground beef patty, topped with cheddar cheese, bacon. That's three of your four basic food groups. Brisket and the final food group, onion rings, and barbecue sauce on a brioche roll.
A brioche roll?
Yeah, roll.
That's one of those big ones, isn't it?
Yeah, the brioche. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it's very tasteful, I hear.
Thanks for that. That's very nice. So, and since we were talking about Hunter, we should get to this because we got a little bit of time here. Then we're going to get into some football rules. But Pamela sent in for you, Fred. She's going to share photos from Return to Justice. We talked about it. That was the movie we talked about on last week's show. Was that the 2002 movie that
I think that's what
our friend was looking for, the revival movie? It was the highest rated TV movie of the year, and rightfully so. In the story, as the storyline goes, Hunter is now a lieutenant with the San Diego PD. Did you go back to where Hunter went to college, to San Diego State?
Yeah, I came in that back door there.
Okay, so you're in the back door, and he becomes back in contact with his ex-partner, D.D. McCall, who's also with the San Diego PD.
How could that happen?
Dee Dee's working in the juvenile division. She's newly engaged to Roger Prescott, who is running for mayor, and she invites Hunter to the engagement party. And it looks like it was some kind of party, let me tell you.
Oh, look.
Apparently, Hunter.
There's open mouth.
She's engaged,
kissing.
And Hunter's like, you're giving her a lip
lock.
It's
open mouth kissing, is what it was.
I'll tell you. McCall's first husband, Stephen McCall, was a police officer killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was never said what happened to her second husband, who was Dr. Alex Turner. Oof, that's been a night.
He saw the amount of clothing that she had in her closet and just took off.
And then there's also, that was Dr. Alex Turner. Now her fiancé, Roger, is killed, and there's two dead husbands and a dead fiancé.
So no matter where she goes, no matter what police department she goes to, they all get knocked off sooner or later.
They really do. And they have, like, you go with her to the funeral, don't you? And so it's a love triangle of a different fiancé being killed in the series. And the fans wanted to see Hunter and McCall get together. They were disappointed, and the reboot of the series was canceled way too soon. But we can only imagine if the two of you got together what it would be like with Dee Dee McCall.
Well, there's where it looks
like. Oh, it's looking pretty good.
That's what it
was. That in the movie? I got to see. No wonder our friend from Klamath Falls there, Clayton, wants to see this one.
Yeah. This is a good one.
It's a pretty good show, I'll tell you. Anybody turn the air conditioner on in the studio?
You heating up a little bit, Mike?
Yeah. Corey, you got some new rules for the NFL because Fred loves all the new rules when they come out. They're already putting them out there.
I'm a rule meister.
Now, yep. We talked about banning the tush push. The Packers want to prohibit it. And you know, the Eagles, they're the Super Bowl champions. They're pretty good at it. Tell me about amending defensive penalties. What's this all about?
All right. So the Detroit Lions are proposing to remove automatic first downs for defensive illegal contact or holding penalties, the ones that are usually 5 yards if they're not near the first down. And they say it's too harsh for just the ticky-tack fouls to be automatic first downs when they think they should just be around 5 yards.
What do you think, Fred?
Okay. You know they're going to give you rules whatever you want.
Of course they are. What about there's an overtime rule change? What's that about?
Yeah, the Eagles are proposing that they want the regular season overtime rules the same as the playoffs. So, they want competitive fairness, so they want each team to get a possession, so no sudden death.
Everybody has to make it fair.
Yep.
It's got to be fair. There's the roster flexibility for injured players. This is the Lions want something here, right?
Well, that makes sense. Last year, all we did talk about was didn't they have like 18 players on the IL at all times? So yeah. They just want more players on the roster so they can, if you get injured, you can have them take care of them.
Fred, your thoughts on that?
look, anything you can do to expand the roster at the most appropriate time to get the Players Association to demand it in the off season as a permanent decision, and this is about getting revenue built up in the ranks.
What about free agents? It seems there's something going on with the Steelers proposing teams to contact free agents. Is that it?
Yeah, they have a weird, and the language in the NFL is weird. There's a legal tampering period to where only your team can talk to you and some agents, but they just want like free range free agents.
Anybody can talk at any time, yeah. Right? Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, he's good. All right, kicking ball preparation. Now, didn't some people like the ball deflated, some people liked it inflated. What's the deal here?
Tom Brady had that infamous deflate gate, the teams want, the Eagles proposed that they want teams to be allowed to manipulate the kicking balls to be prepared before the game, so it's not, they don't have to do it the day of.
Fred, did you prepare the kicking balls in any way before the game or anything?
I think when the balls come out,
yeah,
and the officials before the game come out, they go over to the sideline
and they check them.
And they check these balls and say, okay, we're ready to go.
That's good. All right, playoff scouting. The Washington Commanders are proposing this now. They got into the playoffs. They got into the rules here. What's this one?
Yeah, they want the playoff-bound teams to be able to scout their potential opponents the final 2 weeks of the regular season. I didn't know there was
You can't do that?
I didn't know there was. You can't buy a ticket and sit in the stands?
Fred?
What? Honestly.
This is the Commanders that say, well, can you not scout
the rule
the team?
Book just expanded by about a half an inch.
But you did want to talk about that, this one, Fred, the new playoff seeding, how playoffs should be seeded based by their records and not division winners should get home games?
Yeah, I think if you win the most games, it's in order.
So you say you agree with that, that the team that has the most wins has home
field. Regardless of if they came in first in their division or not.
I 100% agree. We've had a couple years. Last year, I don't think it happened, but there was a team, I think the Seahawks went 1 year, and they were 7-9. And they hosted an 11-win team, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, so the overall seed should have the most wins.
Yeah,
you knock them up there. Now Cooper Kupp has a bye-bye for the Rams, and he had a very touching note to the Rams fans. He said,
"I'll read it, Mike.
8 years of incredible memories. We talked often about the Rams being back in L.A. and how we'd grow to be something special here, and there was frustration early on around getting the buy-in from the people of L.A., but we knew at the end of the day it's about providing moments, shared experiences, the things that parents and their children will talk about and remember forever. This is what makes the ending of these last 8 years so difficult. It's the ending of something we have enjoyed building with you. Thank you for these shared moments. Thank you, LA, for welcoming my family with open arms and allowing us to grow here. Next chapter starts now. Best is yet to come. He's going to the Seahawks.
Well, see, isn't it interesting that not only is that a well-received and well-thought-through, it's a pleasure to have a teammate like that who expresses genuine sentiment. It's very nice.
I thought it was touching, and I think the Rams are going to miss him, and I think he's going to be a good addition for Seattle.
I think they're going to miss his leadership and what he did outside of the field and what he brought to the team as a person and not a player, and I think he's going to do great, and he gets to go back home where he grew up.
Fred, did you write any kind of a memo to the fans of Los Angeles when you left and almost got signed by the Giants?
Well, I didn't leave. When I left that day, I was relieved of my duties. I came out, and the one thing that I remember doing is yelling, "Who's in my parking space?"
Very touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still remember it. Fred, you're one of the great people for special moments. We'll take a break and come back with the final segment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I got to tear my eyes out. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We are back here. You got any brackets, do you, for the basketball playoffs, Fred?
Send them in if you do, because I want to work on them over the weekend.
I just I look up Barack Obama. He used to like brackets. Whatever he's got, I pick. That's it.
Barack Obama.
He always had brackets. All right, we have a couple of items here just to hit if we can. Let's go back here to the website here, Fred, and the chat room on YouTube. And Bruce says, hello. Lisa, she is in Italy. She says, in Italy, today, she says, is Father's Day. I don't know, the day that the father of Jesus, Saint Joseph, yesterday, she says, it was sometime this week, it came in Italy, and she says it's a big day. Lucas has tuned in to us. Hello to Lucas. And we've got Martine is saying hello to you, wants to know if there's going to be, she'd like, she's a fan from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Chris, she works with the Hunter It Works For Me website. Said, did you see the viral moment when Rodney Pete snagged the foul ball from Max Muncy? Apparently she tuned in late to today's show, Fred.
Yeah, we already went through that.
Yeah. Nikki says, hope you're doing well. We also have Pamela. Greetings. She's watching in Missouri, usually from Nebraska. Pamela says she's from Georgia, and she says, Hunter Works For Me. She loves that website. People should check it out. Happy Wednesday, they are saying, from Jeannie to everybody. And hello from Michigan for Leslie. She loves, she's rewatching Hunter Season 2. She says it's packed full of celebrations to see all that.
Oh, well, very good. I appreciate people catching on to the show and following it. And I guess this weekend,
yeah, Get
We're
TV.
We're going to have 6 hours of
the 23rd
of our favorite detective.
Starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, noon Central time, 1 o'clock Eastern, a Hunter 6 hour marathon. Corey.
I might have to. That's where I'll
get break. TV.
And you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you make notes, you know, to get. Make notes and then call into the show next week.
Yeah, ask questions and we'll have answers for you.
We'll have some sort of response.
Follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him. He's looking for emails. FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
I had a bunch of them around here. I don't know what the hell happened to them.
We'll look for him next week. Corey Marino, thank you for producing the show. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week on the one and only Fred Dreyer Show.